Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord
with me.
His name
together.
International Institution. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. We would like to welcome our online class to Jehovah Jireh International. Today, we're going to continue our conversation on discovering life in reaching souls for the kingdom of God and making a effort to cause people that are not saved to come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yes, there is a way that God has given man to be able to reach souls for the kingdom of God. But the word of God said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So therefore, we want to be able to go into the harvest. We want to be able to go in prepared. We want to be able to go in without fear. We want to go in without having doubt in our heart. We want to go in knowing that when we go in, that God has given us a strategy. God has given us a plan. God has given us his Holy Spirit that we'll be able to lift up his name to draw the people that are in sin and in transgression unto him. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will do the drawing. So today, we want you to get ready, Jehovah Jireh, to be able to go further in the things of God. We want to begin on the night with a prayer. The word of God saying, all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise thy name. We thank you, Father, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. But truly, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word, how we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Heavenly Father, have your way today. Move, Father God, from student to student. Touch their lives. Call them, Father God, to be progressive. God, call them, Father God, to be energetic. Call them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge, give them the understanding. And Father, let them realize that you have given them power to go forth and to be a witness for the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, today for that plan that you have given us, that we can equip ourselves as we equip others to go into the harvest. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Dr. Mary Smith-McCoy, we have some online instructors that are here at Jehovah Jireh International, and we are here in order to instruct you. We're here in order to teach you tonight. As always here, our desire is not to preach to you, but to teach you that you can hear and that you can relate and that you can understand. And if you know a person that is not saved, do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, why don't you just go and call them? You have another line. Just call them and tell them what is going on. You can't do that in this setting here at Jehovah Jireh. Tell them during the week, this week, and let them know what they have to look forward to. And not only that, those that are saved, sometimes people get saved and Christ comes into their life, but yet they do not go forth for different reasons we're going to talk about tonight, and to win more souls for the kingdom. And so, therefore, on tonight, we want you to just to get ready. We would also like to welcome to you from Jehovah Jireh, Evangelist Pundit Leah Williams, who also going to be online on today on our online classes. And we want to talk to you about the plan of salvation. Why have a plan? And there are really seven reasons why we need. You may even say, well, I can give even more than seven reasons. But we're just going to talk about the seven reasons why, the seven reasons why that we should have a plan. In other words, why we should be prepared, why we should be fired up on the inside, why we should desire to want to win more souls for the kingdom of God, why we should have a passion for people's souls, because we already know that the word of God tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. So it is important that we have a plan. And God has given a plan whereby men might be saved. And I believe you can't even argue with that, students and people that are listening on this live broadcast. You don't have to argue with the plan of God, because it's not Dr. McCoy's plan. It's not Evangelist Williams' plan. It's not even a plan of the other advisors that is on this in Jehovah Jireh, but it is God's plan, and God has given us a perfect plan. That's why we're here, in order to give you God's plan so that you'll know how to go and to be effective witness for the kingdom of God. You know, God has a plan whereby men may be saved. And if you have this plan and commit to it of memory, you can be able to know where you're going and where to begin and to deal with the loss. It also will help us give us confidence, and it will make soul winning easy because you know what is easy. You know, C.S. Lovett made this comment concerning witnessing. He said that a man's plan is to the soul winner what a freeway is to a metropolitan highway system. He said, a driver can be in a maze of a suburban road. He knows if he can once get on the freeway, he'll be to the heart of a town in the space of a minute. A smooth soul winner plan is to give the Christian workers the same facility to activate them, to give them that same type of facility, facilitating them so that they can be able to make their transition smooth. If nothing should be hard about soul winning. And so it would give us, it's like a road map. What if God show us an easy way, not a difficult way, in order to witness for the kingdom of God. If we ask and we take, ask God to give us what we need, he will give us what we need each and every time in order to be effective in winning souls for the kingdom of God. The first approach question is, he knows where the freeway is. In minutes, his prospect, the person that you're talking to, will be face-to-face with the Lord, that person that you are talking to. You've got to know where the freeway is. You've got to know where to start. You've got to know what the plan is in order to get them there. And when you know where you're going, then it will be easy in order to lead them and to show them the direction that they need. It will not take a long time. They'll be face-to-face with the Lord. In his presence, they'll know the direction. And certainly it is a plan that makes soul winning so much easier. I hope that you're taking a few notes on tonight, because I believe that it would be beneficial for you in order to take notes so that you can make soul winning such an easy transition for someone to receive Christ in their life. Their transition from sin to salvation. Their left side. They'll be happy to lay aside the every bit of sin that so easily beset them and run with patience the race that is set before them. They'll be happy to know that they can get to Christ. So therefore, first of all, they need to know how can they do this. And certainly we agree with Dr. Lovett, and we stress these important things to you tonight so that you can know the plan of God. So let's talk about the plan of God. Let's talk about a plan for soul winning. First, I want to talk about we have a responsibility to show that person, whether it's male or female, boy or girl, that they are lost. If they don't know that they are lost, they'll continually to go in the same direction and go the same way that they have been going because they don't realize that they are lost. They don't know that they do not have the way. Well, Jesus Christ tells us in Romans 3:10, the word of God says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So that let us know that we lost because there is none righteous. Before we came to Christ, we were not righteous. And the word of God stressed and let us know, it says, no, not one. So that let them know that they're lost if they haven't accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Then, to let them know that they're lost, we look at Romans 3:23. For the word of God says, for all, not a few, but the word says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that let us know, and that let that person know that if they haven't accepted Christ, that they need to accept Christ. They need to think about accepting Christ because the word of God tells us that we all sin. You know, we may have not done all did the same thing. We may have not all have been prostitutes or homemongers or fornicators. We may have not all been liars, but the word of God said all unrighteousness is sin. And do you not know that it's not the degree of what you do if you was a prostitute or you're a liar and we don't repent and we die, we are going to go to hell, whether this is a prostitute or the liar, whether you was a homemonger or whether or not that you was a goody-goody person and you try to do the right things in your own way, but yet you never repented. And then it just let us know, need to give Christ our lives. But it says that we all, and I like when it says, oh, we all have sinned. Because we have to put ourselves, our students, ladies and gentlemen, we have to put ourselves in there to let the people know that we all have sinned. We all come short of the glory of God. But the word of God tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we're going to ask Evangelist William to comment on what we have said about the sinner being lost, showing him is lost. We're going to go to Evangelist Pandavia Williams.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy, and everybody under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing again to be on Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Mary McCoy. And I tell you, God is an awesome God. He's a good God. And because there is a need for salvation, this teaching is much needed, even to those of us that have been saved for years, because for some reason we've been sidetracked and maybe not have been witnessing and have not made it a 911, so to speak. to go forth and win souls for the kingdom. And as Dr. McCoy brought out at the beginning of the show, as she was sharing with us, there is a plan of salvation. And she was talking about the seven reasons that we have, that God has, the plan that he has already laid out for souls to be saved. And I know that those of you that are listening that have already been born again, you can be a witness. You are a witness that the plan worked. It does work because there is a need for salvation. And I'm reminded that as we started out earlier in the year in Jehovah Jireh in the classroom, Dr. McCoy kind of laid out a list of people on the board that's in our reach, people that we come in contact with every day. We might not know that they fit these descriptions, but some of the people that she brought out earlier in the classroom, and we are aware of this, people that need salvation, they need to know that there is a plan of salvation, that God has already made provisions for people not to live in sin any longer. Even though, as she brought out earlier, we all have sinned according to the word of God, and the word is right all by itself. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So as Dr. McCoy was giving an example of some of the people that we need to reach, and some of a list, just this is a short list of some of the people. There are addicts. There are adulterers, there are atheists, there are alcoholics, there are armed robbers, there are astrologers, there's backsliders, there's bartenders, even beauty queens. And there's beggars we see on the street every day. You know a beggar when we see them, you know, and that's not judging them because they're on the street begging, homeless, you know, majority of them. There are even billionaires. And there are child abusers, and we have seen a whole lot of that right now. They're communists, they're con men, and now this is found in the church. There are even gossipers, you know, and grave robbers. There's a list of people, a list of souls just waiting to hear that there is a plan of salvation, that they don't need to live in sin any longer. We realize we were born in sin, and as the scripture says, that all have sinned. And we need God's provision of salvation, and that provision is through Jesus Christ. However, the sinner does not know that, and that's where we come in at. We need to evangelize. We need to let them know that Jesus Christ rescued us from sin, and we are no different because God has no respect of person. And as the scripture says, adulterers, fornicators, murderers, robbers, backbiters, you know, the scripture says, and such were some of you. But thank be to God that we received the plan of salvation. So it is so important that we grab hold of this lesson today that Dr. McCoy is presenting to us, because it is time for us to get really busy. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. It's time for us to win souls. It's time for us to witness. But even before we can witness, we need to be prepared. God has, before Jesus sent his disciples out, let me say it this way, before he sent his disciples forth, he taught them and he equipped them to go forth. And that's what this class is all about. We're receiving more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding of why it's important for us to go forth and win souls and bring souls into the kingdom of God. Simply because, and it's a simple statement, Jesus is soon to return, and every one of us have an appointment with death, and we need to be prepared to meet our Maker, because Jesus is on the way back. And if we don't have a right relationship with God, even after we have made it right with God, then God have commissioned us to go forth and pull souls from the lake of fire. So the plan is very simple. Let's tell everybody that Jesus is real, that Jesus is yet saving, and that Jesus is yet delivering. Back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Williams. And yes, the plan is important. Yes, the strategy that God has given us is important. Yes, the word of God is important. And we begin by saying, help us show the person that we're witnessing to, if they have not received Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they are lost. And sometimes there are people that have been baptized at a certain age, say 12 years old, because their parents thought this was a good time for them in order to get baptized. Some did not have the right understanding and knowledge of what they were doing and the great significance of it, but some did, some did not. But we, as some people today, after being baptized at 12 years old, there's nothing wrong with that, whether or not you were baptized at 7, if you understand the significance of your relationship with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we are saying to you today, there are people that were baptized at certain ages, and they're maybe 50 or 60 years old, maybe in their 30 years. And they told you that I've been baptized since I was 12 years old, and yet they have not turned away from their sinful ways, and they do not know the word of God, because the word of God is what is the roadmap. It will show us how our life is not lining up with the word of God, and it will give us that direction as to what to do, and that is what we want to express to you on this evening, to show him, to show that person that they are lost. And we gave two scriptures, which was Romans 3 and 10, which says the person is, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And we also have given that scripture, Romans 3 and 23, which says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, then you got to let them know, after you have related that to them and let them know the understanding why they are lost. And we don't have to be judgmental about them, because they know sometimes what they are doing is not right. Even when they don't know the word of God, they know sometimes that it is not right. But you need to show them by the word of God a degree at an expectation of Christ and how Christ wants to save them. And as we said before, they need to know and understand the reason why they're lost. And also to let them know that they are not the only one lost. And let them know that we were lost in our sin and our transgression. Yes, God saved us. And God made a difference in our life, and the way, same way that God made a difference in our life, that God can truly make a difference in their lives as well. Well, we also need to show them the penalty for their sin. We got to let them know that when their sin, it's going to separate, and it has separated them from God. When we look at Romans 5 and 12, it says, therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men, for that all have sinned. So we got to let them know the penalty for sin. For the word of God says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So there is a tendency. The enemy, the Word of God says, by the way, that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the enemy, the devil, Satan, he does not want people to know that there is a penalty for sin. When they sin, when they live unrighteous, when they haven't asked God to come into their lives and to save them, the reason why God gave his life for them because of the fact that he was the only one able to pay that price for all of us. Just as we said before, that we have all have sinned. And so we couldn't pay the price. We couldn't give our life for it because it would have absolutely did no good. Even we did, because all of us was unclean. We were unrighteous. And so, therefore, we have to let them know that there is a penalty for sin. In verse 12 of Romans 5 and 12, it says, therefore, as by one man sin entered unto the world, but that it came in by Adam. When Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden, when we look at Genesis, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And that's very clear. And I think that we should let people know that and let them know is a penalty for our sin. And it's that penalty and our sin separates us from God. And even when we backslide, that separates us from God. When we are having given Christ our life, it separates us from God. And then when we look at Romans 6 and 23, it lets us know, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And there is a wage. The wage is eternal death. The wage is that we, when we sin, that it's death. But then if we give Christ our life, we can have the gift of God. And that gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Do you not remember the thief that was on the cross? We talked a little about this on Sunday. The thief was a thief. The man, there was two thieves, that two men that was being crucified at the same time, at the same day, and during the same time that Christ was being crucified. And one of them knew that Jesus was not, had done nothing, absolutely nothing wrong, as they had. And they had, and Jesus had not committed sin, but that he was a just man. And one of the men, they were able to ask Jesus to remember him when he come into paradise. He had the faith to believe, although he didn't have a chance to get baptized. He didn't get a chance to go into the water. That's a great thing. That's a good thing. But that is not going to save anyone from just getting baptized. It's not going to do it. You have to really to ask God to forgive you for your sin, to feel God is sorry for the sins that you have committed, and ask God for his forgiveness, because we don't want to be separated. It's just like, you know, and I can't even compare it to being separated from our mothers and being separated from our fathers and being separated from our husband and our family, because it is greater being separated from God. So, therefore, we don't want to be separated from God. So that's why it tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then it also let us know about the penalty for sin. It's not only the separation from God, it's also eternal death, and it's also the lake of fire. And that is taken from Revelation, the 20th chapter, 14 and the 15th verse. And it says, and death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So if your name is not written in the book of life, then you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. So it's important to know this plan. This is a simplified, God-given plan that you can share with your family, your sisters, your brothers, your husband, your wife, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. And you know that whether or not people are not saved and not living according to the word. And if you work with people day by day, and if you're around them day by day, and you see them, you know whether or not they're lining up the word of God. But I would like to say this, that don't try to make people feel that you are better than they and that you got something that they cannot have and that they're going to die and go to hell because of the fact they can't repent. If they don't repent, we know the penalty for that. We just talked about that. But the Bible said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. So therefore, we're going to have to give them what God's word says. I believe that we tell them God's word, I believe that the word of God will change their lives. You know, this is what, you know, it's so great to be able to say, this is what God said about my life when I was a sinner, when before I even came to Christ, sinning, and I was heavy into sin, when I was heavy into transgression, whatever you may have done in your life, you may not did a whole lot. You may not have been heavy like some people in the sin. You may not have been really weighed down, but I'm telling you, whatever degree you were in, it will cause separation from Christ. So therefore, we don't want them to be to go to the lake of fire. And that's why it's important for us to take time and to let them know about the plan of salvation and how to be saved. And I'm such a witness, and I can really say this, that I understand sometimes that because we've been there. I believe that Evangelist William, I've been there as well, Evangelist Hooper, also a prophet of Cardona, and also some of the other advisors and some of the other instructors that we have in Jehovah Jireh, Dr. Normia, and some of the others, they can truly say that that before Christ came into a lot in their lives, there are things that we all have gone through, things that we've experienced, things that we've done, things that we said, things that we thought that was not right with God. But yet, there was one day that somebody came into our lives. There was a day when somebody came in my life, and they told me about Jesus. And when I thought that, you know, that what I was living was all right, but yet God showed me a better way and exposed the really truth in my life through the word of God. But they did it with loving kindness. They came to me and they gave me the word of God. The word of God would change a darkened heart. You know, that unrepentant person that's so harsh. You know, we can't be harsh like the world is. because a lot of times they're not going to receive us. But if we can tell them what the word say, this is what the word say. I remember when God sent Jonah to Nineveh to let them know that they was going to destroy Nineveh because of their sin and because of the things that the way of life, the style of life. He just point blank let them know, you know, that was at a certain length of time and 40 days that he was going to destroy Nineveh. That's all you got to let them know what the word says. That's what God sent the man of God to tell them, you know, to repent because of the fact that he was going to destroy them. And he would have. But the man of God, he was obedient to God, and he had gone. He didn't want to go at first, like a lot of us don't want to go. A lot of us don't want to go and to different places and tell people about Christ. But I think when a person gets saved and really saved, that that's something that you will be very passionate about and want to win more souls for the kingdom and tell somebody about Christ. And when they did, when Jonah decided he's going to go, either God dealt with him, because a lot of times when we say we say and we don't go, God would deal with you. Just like he dealt with Jonah. He threw this man. He decided, I'm going to go to Nineveh. I'm going to pay my fare. I'm going to get on this ship. I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm not even thinking about those people in Nineveh. So they're sinners. They're hard-hearted. You know how we say things about people. You know, these are homemongers. These are men and women that are hateful. They belong to this place and that place, and they belong to that club and this club, and they deserve to die, and they deserve to go to hell. You may think about these people that have been. You know, some people think about the communists. They are con men, convicts of people. But, you know, who are we to judge people? God wants these people to be saved. You know, God wants them to be delivered, and God wants them to be made free. So, therefore, we have to love them like Christ loved them. God didn't turn away that thief on the cross. He said today, because he seen that man. He seen that that man understood what was about to happen. That man did not want his soul to be lost. He knew he was getting ready to die, but he did not want his soul to be lost. Therefore, he said, remember me when thou come into paradise. So the next thing we want to talk about is show him Christ died for him. And that's really important, to let somebody know that Christ died for them. That's a really good thing, to know that somebody gave their life for you. And it just wasn't anybody. It was Christ. Christ is the one who, the birth, the miraculous birth of Mary, he came through her. And he came and he walked the earth. He did so many miracles and things that he did, and he came to seek and to save them that are lost. But when we read Romans 5 and 8, it reads, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, hadn't cleaned up, hadn't been indifferent, but while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we have the opportunity to say yes to his will and yes to his way. We have that opportunity to do so. Now we want to go back to Evangelist William and let her give comment. We're going to go to her, and then we're going to come back. And we're going to say some things to you, and this will be our class study for tonight at Jehovah Jireh International Institution. Evangelist Williams.
Again, Dr. McCoy, this is so good, and you brought out so many wonderful points. And I just want to reiterate, you said something earlier, in witnessing, we need to make sure that we don't belittle people. We don't make them feel like we're better than them, and that is a gold nugget. Because, as you brought out earlier, the Word of God says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And that's just really important to remember. And, yes, we do need to show the sinner that Christ died for them. And one of the ways we can actually start out witnessing, which will be very effective, is by using our very own personal testimony. Now, there may be those of you that might have been goody-goody most of your days, but then there are some of us that God have really brought us from a long ways. And as we are out winning souls for Christ, we want to remember that no one wants to be in bondage, yet God's word teaches us that everyone is born a slave to sin. So in our lesson, we want to remember that we need to let people know that Jesus is soon to return, and we need to let these people know that God loved them with a very special love, and there's no better way to reiterate that except from the Word of God, because the Word of God, it's right. It's right all by itself. And the word was the way that we were one. You know, we were wanted to come on over on the Lord's side. Dr. McCord brought out earlier that there is a lake of fire. And the Bible says if our name is not in the book of life, long story short, if your name is not in the book of life, when you meet your maker, then you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. No one wants to go there. Amen. But even as we express the fact that it is time to make people know that Jesus Christ is real and that he does have a special plan of salvation, and it's important that people know that they don't have to die in their sins. Dr. McCoy brought out something else earlier. She talked about the wages. The wages of sin is death. And then she brought out the gift. So we have to make a choice, and we need to make people know, you know, even as we're witnessing, we can present the Word of God to them. You know, we can let them know that God have given them a choice. They can receive the wages, or they can receive the gift. And we all know as born-again believers what the wages are. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And a lot of times when I'm witnessing and I'm expressing the Word of God to people, a lot of times God will allow me to break the word down to the fact where there was a drama. I don't know, quite a few of you may have seen it before, the drama called Heaven's Gates. They portrayed the lake of fire as well as the kingdom of God. And at the end of the day, if the person was not saved, they showed how the person went to the lake of fire. If the person was saved, they showed how that person went to be with the Lord. And if you remember, the Word of God clearly states that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And God has prepared a prepared place for prepared people. And even as we are prepared, we have got to go forth and prepare others. We've got to let people know that Jesus Christ, he's not only real, but he is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. And it's important for them to know that you cannot get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. I know, you know, we have a lot of, and this is no respect to person, but you have people that's teaching God only. You know, we can just go straight to God. But God have given us his ultimate sacrifice, and that was Jesus Christ. Jesus died that you and I would have a right to the tree of life. And now that we know that, we've got to let somebody else know that Jesus died for them, that he's already made the ultimate sacrifice. And as back in Bible days, in my conclusion, back in Bible days, they had to present dead sacrifices, you know, animals, so to speak. They had to take the dead animals, take the live animal, rather, to the priest. And the priest had to take that animal to the high priest. And they did this about once a year. And he had to present that dead sacrifice, you know, to take it to the holiest of holies. But before he could do that, he had to cut it into pieces and sprinkle blood on the altar. And they had to go through a whole ritual to get their sins forgiven. Well, that sacrifice has already been made for us. The blood has already been shed for us. Jesus Christ has shed his blood. He died for whole world, as for those of us that are saved, but he died for those that need to be saved. He died for the sinner. And I just want to express that a lot of people don't realize that sin separates them from God. If you are not saved tonight, if you know people that are not saved, they are separated from God. You know, the sinner would be the first to tell you that they pray and they know God, but except you have truly been born again, they don't know God. They need to know who Jesus is. They need to know him in a very personal way. So as I close this session out and turn it over back to Dr. McCoy, I just want us to remember that God not only loved us into salvation, but now he's going to use us to bring others from sin, to bring them over on the Lord's side. We need to point them to Jesus. We could not save ourselves. We could not clean ourselves up. Jesus saved us. He cleaned us up. And now when God look on us, he see his son Jesus. He look on us, he see the blood of Jesus. So we are already under the protective care of God. And we need to point others to Jesus and let them know that Jesus loves them so very much and that Jesus wants them to be saved. You know, God has given them a choice, yes, as he gave us a choice, but we're the ones. We've got to be mouthpieces for God. We've got to be hand and feet and eyes for God. We've got to be vessels that God can and will use to bring others from the lake of fire over on the Lord's side. And this is just so good, Dr. McCoy. I'm going to turn it back over to you, but let me tell you, I just want to motivate somebody else to tell somebody else about Jesus. Because even as, long story short, I met a young lady this weekend that tried to take her life. She's only 15 years old, but we had a chance to witness to her, to minister to her, and to tell her how much God loves her, and to make her know that there is another way out, that suicide is a ticket, a special ticket to the lake of fire. When you kill yourself, that's a special ticket to the lake of fire. But let them know that God loves them so much. They don't have to take their own life. They don't have to try to find another way out because Jesus Christ is the way. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and those of you that are listening, I'll turn it over back.
So we want to thank God because Jesus Christ, he is the way. We thank Evangelist William for that, and we want to close out with a few things, and that is, the last part of it is showing the person that we are witnessing to show him that Christ wants to save him or her. It doesn't matter about the age. It doesn't matter about whether they are black or white. It doesn't matter all about that. But because they have souls and because they are people that God loved them, the song that we used to sing a long time ago, Jesus loved the little children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, and they are precious in their sight. So therefore, we want to
show them that Christ wants to save them. Again, in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift, remember, the gift of God is eternal life. That lets us know that he wants to save us. And then when we look at Titus, the third chapter, I would like to read that to you on tonight's our online class. I was going to just read that fifth verse, but I want to read this because I feel that it's very, it will give us accountability as to what Christ is saying. And it's not only will touch the hearts of those that are not lost, but it certainly will touch our heart as well. And it's taken from Titus, of the third chapter, and it reads, put them in mind, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he has shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made an herald according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain a good work. These things are good and profitable to men. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for always remembering us, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and giving us understanding. Thank you, God, for allowing us to rightly divide the word of truth. We thank you, Father, for all of our online students. And God, those that did not feel a ticket robbery to God to listen to this class, to be a part of this class that you have given, Father. We thank you, God, for allowing Jehovah Jireh International Institution to be another witness for the kingdom of God. We thank God for the international institution that we are reaching nation by nation. And Father, we thank you, God, for those that you are allowing us to touch their lives, even some one life at a time. And then you're allowing us, Father God, to reach trillions of people through the word of God. And not only us as one, but there are many, God, because the harvest is truly plentiful, but the labors are few. So we thank God for those that you have allowed to be a part of bringing light to those that are in darkness. So, Father, we give you this day our daily bread, and we ask you to forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Father, we thank you, God, again. Bless, God, our online instructors. God, bless, Father God, the instructors, Father God, that was on with us on today, Angelus Williams, and the other advisors we have here at Jehovah Jireh. And Father, we pray even now that souls are continually being saved, lives continually be won for the kingdom of God. Again, Father, we thank you for the perfect plan, for the lives, for our lives, and the perfect plan for the lives of your people. You have been listening to the online school and class at Jehovah Jireh International Institution. Please tune in with us on this coming Monday at the very same time. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God's richest blessings be upon you. May God bless you in your going in. May he bless you in your coming out. And this is our prayer for you on tonight. If you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, invite him in today. God bless you.